I have been young and now I'm old, yet I have not seen the righteous forsaken. Amen. And God is not starting with you. Amen. He is not going to start forsaking the righteous with you. Eh? Praise the Lord. Eh? It says, from the time I was young, after the time I became old, I'd never seen a righteous person forsaken. And the righteousness there is in relation to the righteousness of Christ and not yours, because ours is like filthy rags, the Bible says. That's your word for the season. But, give me Psalms 25 and verse 4. Yeah, that's it. It says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. That is a prayer that David made when he was in a circumstance where he needed to learn the ways of God so that he did not react contrary to the way God wanted him to. And so he says, show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Life has patterns. Eh? Life has patterns. Life has timings. Life has illusions. And life has lessons. Eh? Praise the Lord. Life has patterns. Patterns. Eh? Life has timings. Life has illusions. And life has lessons. I want you to pay very close attention to me. Eh? Life has patterns. A lot in our life or in our lives is patterned in a particular way. There are things in the lives of men and in the universe as a whole that constantly repeat themselves. Constantly. So right now in the life, in all these lives that are here, there are unique events that constantly repeat themselves. Before I even go to the events themselves, your body has a pattern. There are things about your body that repeat themselves. So for example, you might not know, but the speed at which you walk determines the heart rate. The heart rate then determines your breathing. Your breathing helps determine the flow of the blood. Flow of the blood, your entire body is an instrument. And it's literally moving according to a rhythm. Putu, putu, putu. You know? So your entire body has rhythm, it has patterns. When you increase the way you walk, the heart rate increases, the blood flow increases, your breathing increases, your blinking goes according to how you're breathing. So everything is going according to a particular pattern. To such an extent, and I've already said this before, that human beings are instruments of God. And because they're instruments of God, just like in Scripture, when the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14, give me verse 7, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 7. Even things without life, whether flute or harp, when they make a sound, unless they make a distinction in the sounds, how will it be known what is piped or played? So there are things on the face of this earth that make sounds. They have distinctions of sounds. Human beings are one of them. You are an instrument, just like here. The keyboard is an instrument that creates a tune. A guitar is an instrument that creates a tune. A trombone, a trumpet, all create tunes, and each plays a role in creating an atmosphere. In the same way, every human is an instrument that creates a tune that creates an atmosphere. Amen. Every human. Amen. Okay. Praise the Lord. Amen. Are you with me?
Yes.
So you are an instrument. A non-believer is out of tune. Eh? Okay. So I'm leaving some people behind. So your life, your body creates a pattern. Okay? Life has a pattern attached to it. The universe itself has a pattern. Please listen to me. The universe has a pattern. It has a set of things that repeat themselves. Of all the subjects that you learned in school, eh? Physics, chemistry, biology, so on, they are all spiritual. But the most spiritual subject is math. Oh, okay, now. The most spiritual subject is math. The entire math is the language of patterns. I hate math. Yeah? And here I am. Yeah? Math is a language of patterns and sequences. And yet the entire universe is a mixture of numbers collecting themselves to make a message. Okay. Not all numbers are the same. Just like not all men are the same. You can just think 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 are just numbers. But in the spirit, if you look even in the Bible, there are numbers that are special. Not just because they have specific patterns to them. There's a reason why 7 is special to the Lord, and 6 is not, and 13 is not, but 12 is. Can I go a bit deeper? Yeah. Huh? Praise the Lord. The entire universe is patterned after numbers, and God did it on purpose. So take for example, science shows, and these are spiritual numbers. They're numbers that are spiritual and they're numbers that are not. They're just numbers. They're numbers. If you got flowers and you counted the petals on flowers, any flower, flowers have specific number of petals. 3, 1, 2, 5, you know? 8, 13, 24, they're all numbers. Some of them are called, they're called the Fibonacci numbers. Ever heard of Fibonacci? No one has ever heard of it. Fibonacci numbers means that science studied and realized that they're numbers that replicate themselves all over the earth and they create what we know as life. So I walked outside my house and I got a tree, I don't know what it is because it's not a flower. What is it? No. We don't have shrubs at my place, please. Get behind me. Okay. Anyway. What is it?
A plant.
So, okay, let's be safe. Eh? Let's say plant. So I get this plant and I count. And I realize, sorry, I think I misquoted the Fibonacci numbers. So the way Fibonacci numbers were created is that you find they start with 0 plus 1 is what? 1 plus 1 is? 2 plus 1 is 3. 3 plus 2 is 5. 5 plus 3 is 8. So you keep on adding, and as the numbers grow, you find that they're connected to each other. And so nature arranges itself according to those numbers. So you'll find that the petals on a flower are either 2, 3, 5, 8, 13. You understand? I'm confusing you guys. So God put numbers on earth. Okay? Ever ask yourself that no matter how tall a tree grows, no matter how many branches it has, it doesn't fall over. Okay, you guys don't think like me, eh? It doesn't fall over. And the reason is because every single branch will never be outside those Fibonacci numbers. So they will either be 2, 3, 5, 13. I don't even... Ah, my Lord. Okay, Barese. Okay. And here I was thinking I would never teach math anywhere. So Fibonacci numbers are spiritual to such an extent that people who are spiritual, both in the occult and in the divine, know how to use these numbers to create messages, to create atmospheres, to bring things to come across. Eh? They know how to use these numbers. For you, a number is just number 1, number 2, number 3. Praise the Lord. Life has patterns.